Hey guys, Carla Fishman Zion here. Just want to give you a daily report here. We'll start our boats this weekend. We're on two and a half day trip. We'll start with the Islander that returned this morning with 24 passengers. We have 33 bluefin tuna and one yellowfin tuna. Half that bluefin was going to be 30 to 40 pounds. The other half were 40 to 60 pounds. I think they had a couple 80 pounders also. Pacific Dawn was also on a 2 day trip with 17 passengers. He had one bluefin tuna. That particular charter group did want to target those bigger bluefin, that 150 to 250 pound bluefin tuna there. They did capture one. They saw a good sign of that fish, but the weather was up outside there or all over the place this past weekend. So I believe the weather kind of dampened their efforts there. But they did manage one nice bluefin tuna at 140 pounds. Pacific Queen on a 2 day trip with 29 passengers. He had 22 bluefin tuna and 10 yellowfin tuna. Half that bluefin was going to be that 30 to 40 pound grade, and the other half was 40 to 80 pound grade there. The Tomahawk also returned from a 2 day trip with 26 passengers. They had 2 yellowtail, 23 bluefin tuna, 5 yellowfin, and 1 dorado. Same thing with the bluefin. Half that stuff was going to be 30, 40 pound grade fish. The other half was 40 to 80 pound grade bluefin tuna there. All the boats saw a really good sign of bluefin tuna. I know that's the broken record here. All the boats seemed very good sign of fish there. The weather was up this past weekend, so that did, I think, damper some of the fishing this past weekend here. But the weather's got itself straightened back out. Everyone's trying to report nice weather again. Looks like it's going to be good weather throughout the week here. The Liberty on a three-quarter day, full day, to the Carnival Islands trip. Islands there with 57 passengers, had 19 yellowtail, 2 calico bass, 3 barracuda, and 70 rockfish. Still seeing a very good sign of yellowtail there. I just got to imagine the stuff is going to want to start biting a little better here, maybe with a little less boat traffic coming up at the beginning of the week, hopefully then. The Dolphin on the morning trip with 36 passengers had 1 sheephead, 15 rockfish, 2 calico bass, 3 sand bass. In the afternoon, we had 56 passengers, 1 yellowtail, 23 calico bass, 35 calico bass relief, 8 sheephead, and 44 rockfish, and 2 sculpin there. We'll start off with all the boats departing here. We have the Liberty departing every day at 5:30 in the morning. Fishing the Carnival Islands, that trip is $160. Valid passport or passport is card is required for that trip. The Dolphin departs 2 times a day at 6:30 in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Fishing locally here for calico bass, sand bass, calico bass, sheephead, rockfish, lean cod, stuff like that. Then we have overnight trips, the 3 day trips departing nightly, either on the Pacific Queen, the Condor, the Tomahawk, the Pegasus, the Islander. We have a few trips on the Fisher, the Supreme, and the Royal Polaris coming up on two and a half and 3 day trips. If you want to check that out, check out fishmanline.com. Go to the full schedule. You can search by boat, by date, price range, and all of that if you like. Or give us a call here at 619-221-8500, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.